This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Odds and ends in the next segment. Brian Baldinger going behind enemy lines. Brought to you by Monster Brewing. At 9:35, then we'll give out some game balls on a Friday for Sunday in the final segment of the show. Right now, it's Lee Sterling, Doran. And would I be surprising you if I told you that the last two weekends, our guy Lee is 14-4?
Nope. Sounds about right.
The 45-unit plays they handed out, they won them both. They're 68-24 lifetime. So Lee Sterling, I ain't kidding about this. He's about to come on and tell us the future for all the local games this weekend. That's the slate we're talking about. And Lee, you okay with the hurricane, buddy? Everything all right? Your friends okay?
Yeah, appreciate you asking. Yeah, we only had winds of like 30, 35 miles an hour. The only one that loves it, my dog loves to just sit outside in the grass and just enjoy the wind when that happens. But I feel for a lot of these people. I lost a home in Hurricane Andrew. I mean, all that was left of my upstairs was cinder block and a tub.
Geez.
So if anyone's ever been through it, it's no joke. And still 2.5 million people without power. So I feel for these people. If you can do something to help out, you know, I'm housing someone from St. Pete that lost power. So taking care of a family, everyone's got to chip in.
No doubt. Everyone's got to do their part. All right, Lee, there's no easy transition there. So we get to the games. We get to the bets here. All three local college games we're going to talk about and two big-time NFL games, Baltimore's and, of course, the Steelers. Let's start off with Iowa State heading to Morgantown, a three-point favorite on the road under the lights tomorrow.
You wearing the West Virginia polo this week at all?
I'm wearing a jersey right now, my friend.
Jersey?
What got number? A jersey going. Number 13.
Okay. No Geno Smith jersey?
Not after last night. No, can't do
no.
it.
All right, so told you, I thought that they were starting to come around. Offensively and defensively, offense looked pretty darn good. Throwing the football, like the way they're attacking. Defense, allowing only 227 total yards, just totally shut down Oklahoma State here. So, you know, what's been in the past, they did blow that 10-point lead to Pitt, but here's the thing. I think they match up against the Iowa State 3-3-5 defense well, and playing at home here, if they get the lead, I think they're going to be trouble here. Wrong team favored, West Virginia outright, 30-26.
Let's go. Lee, I feel really, really bad right now, and I know Crowley's really happy, but I feel terrible, guys. Well, you know, a couple days ago, I found out that Penn State has to drive an hour and a half to Harrisburg to catch a flight to California to play USC. Like, I just feel so bad for them up there. Like, James Franklin.
Did you lay down some strips, some of those spike strips?
Yeah.
So maybe they had to fix a flat tire, too, along the way?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough going for them up there. They really have it rough. Penn State is giving 5 points to USC. How you feeling, Lee? I know they're feeling pretty bad that they have to catch that flight.
Yeah, I feel bad for them, too, real bad. Here's an interesting stat. Now, Big Ten, we're seeing teams have to travel two or more time zones to play games and even drive to the airport, a major airport, which is an inconvenience. teams traveling across two time zones so far this year, 1-7 straight up, 3-5 against the spread. The only outright winner, Indiana, over lowly UCLA. So pay attention to that. You know, I think this could be a season-long trend here. I think Penn State's the better team on paper, better rushing attack, better defense, but they have not faced a quarterback along the lines of Miller Moss, who's completing almost 65% of his passes here. They have a quarterback I still don't believe in, Drew Aller. He's great against the mid-level and the lower teams, but against Ohio State, Michigan, and Ole Miss last year, didn't get the job done. If you want to lay more than a field goal, you want to go with a team that plays slow, Penn State number 87 in terms of tempo on offense. And how about this? Lincoln Riley, you know, you may have coaches move on, but they practice a certain way in certain conditions. He's 7-1, Lincoln Riley, as a head coach, as a dog of 3 or more points. You know, he's got to be more intense, got to be a little bit more finer detail as far as preparation here. Wrong team favored, USC outright over Penn State.
Oh, I'm feeling very good about this. And you got Cal, they're doing the two time zone thing, coming to the act. Yep. Doran will be on the call on Saturday right here on The Fanly. Who you like in this one?
Doran, did you almost have a coronary watching the play calling late in that game? Pitt throwing the football instead of running it?
You know what? I had all the faith. I had all the faith they were going to win. I did.
Okay. No, I thought they would win, but I thought some of the play calling was questionable. So, you know, I'm an outside observer. Didn't think some of even the pass plays that they called were probably the right calls, but they're aggressive and they're probably going to keep doing it. And I think that might pay some dividends against the Cal team here. Defense just not very good. Miami, when they were motivated in the second half, they move right down the field. You do any crossing route on this defense, it's usually going to be successful. Pitt, number 6 in the country in offense, 45.6 points per game here. And Cal coaching staff, how are they going to get this team up off the deck going cross-country after that loss last week? And I think it's going to be a tough, tough job here. And Cal, you can use this stat also, 0-10 straight up versus top 25 opponents. We know Pitt is now 22 here. The right team is favored. Pitt, 36-30.
All right, Lee, let's head to the NFL. Yep. The Ravens are giving 6 points to the Commanders. Jayden Daniels has been fantastic this year.
Yeah, he has. And, I mean, when was the last time we were excited about a Baltimore-Washington game? Been a long, long time.
Well, I think RG3 was the quarterback.
Yeah.
For about a year, we were excited. That's about it. Riverboat Ron, he's out, and they moved in a coach who's competent finally, Dan Quinn, replaced just different schemes here, and they finally, as we know, found a quarterback, and he's spreading the ball around to everyone, getting everyone involved, and that's just led to an infectious attitude in the locker room. And then on top of that, Baltimore up against it. I mean, they had a tough game against the division opponent, which they probably shouldn't have won in overtime. Now they got to face Tampa Bay next week on Monday night and the Browns after that here. Another big upset. Wrong team favored. The Commanders, 31-28.
Guys, all over it here. And now the Steelers, the banged-up Steelers on the road, taking on banged-up Las Vegas team, Lee.
Yeah, and then there's a lot going on in that this Las Vegas team. Not only are they banged up, I mean, guys not showing up. Diva, Davante Adams, I mean, I don't know what his beef is. You know, for that kind of money, just play and do your job here. I know the Steelers were in a bad spot. Here's why. A lot of people loved the Steelers Sunday night, laying 2.5 points at home, facing a Dallas team without their top two pass rushers. That's when teams come together. I think Pitt's going to come together. I think they need to run the football here, get it going early here. Maybe a trick play. That might get them spurred. And I think the defense here, which gave up a couple big drives, will also come together and face the Las Vegas team. Switching quarterbacks here, no running game. No number one receiver here, and like I said, on offensive line, just not very good here. This is the week you go on the Steelers here, 23-17.
All right, Lee, love it, and your free play.
Free play is going to be the Bengals, who are in desperation mode, laying 3.5, taking on the G-men. First five callers, call 800-400-9741. They'll get Cincinnati and the New York Giants on me, 800-400-9741. And we've never done this before. Normally, you've got to be a monthly or season subscriber to get our 40 to 50-unit max wager plays, where we hit both of them the last 2 weeks. We're now 68 and 24 lifetime on these 40 to 50-unit plays. I know there's a lot of people love to join me, but you know, maybe they're trying it on their own. You know, maybe they're with another service. How about this? Five plays on Saturday, and it will include a 40 to 50-unit max wager for $55. And also on Sunday, we have another max wager play, 5 for $55, just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Locktober, all the best to you, Lee. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you on Friday next week.
Thanks. See you guys. Take care. Be safe.
You too, Lee. Penn State losing.
Yep.
West Virginia winning.
Yep.
Pitt winning.
Yep.
Steelers winning.
Yep.
Baltimore losing.
Yep.
Couldn't ask for a better set of picks from the future seer himself, Lee Sterling.
That's pretty good.
All right, let's get into the Steelers-Raiders coming up next in our favorite way to do it, odds and ends. Let's go! Give us a ring, fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Net. That music means it's odds and ends time. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Brian Baldinger going to join us for Behind Enemy Lines, brought to you by Monster Brewing. So we'll get his thoughts on how to slow down Max Crosby and Brock Bowers. Also interested in his thoughts on the Steelers quarterback situation and running game, Dorn.
Mm-hmm.
Baldy going to join us.
Yes.
But that's later. Now, it's your show, buddy. Let's go.
Let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
Steelers, Raiders, another historical matchup. Back-to-back weeks. Wow. Steelers, Cowboys, not Steelers, Raiders. Well, Vegas Raiders, so it's different.
Not yeah, different. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, Justin Fields, Crowley. Since Callis doesn't like to participate, so Crowley, it's you and I.
What? Whoa.
Justin Fields, over under, 174.5 passing yards.
For his sake, it better be over. It better be over. I don't think it's going to be, though. I want to see them sling it all over the place. I want this to be the sink or swim game for Justin Fields. Either throw it all over the place and look real good doing it, or fall on your face. But I think they're going to do the whole, he'll throw it 20 times for like 150 yards, run the ball for like 30, one rushing touchdown, one passing touchdown. I'm going to go begrudgingly under on that.
You're going to go under 174 and a half?
I am.
Really?
Yeah.
So his number's been around like 186, and he's hit that. I don't know. He didn't hit that last game, but the two games before that, he did hit that. I think he has to hit over 174 and a half.
You know, Jeez. The other thing that gives me pause? Like, if he's slowly approaching that number and it's not looking good, he might only play half the game.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. I'm going to go over. I think he hits that. Jeez, man, that's low. This is also low, but higher than Fields. Aiden O'Connell, 181 and a half passing yards.
I'd be more scared if it were Gardner Minshew, though neither guy should strike fear into your heart. But that's what I said about Anthony Richardson. Bang, bang, two touchdowns. That's what I thought about Joe Flacco. He carved him up. Dak Prescott, they go for over 450. He's throwing it all over the yard. I'm going over on young Aiden O'Connell. I don't think they can run the ball on the Steelers' defense, so they're going to have to throw it. He'll go over that number.
I'm going to go slightly under. I think the defense figures it out on the back end. There's no communication issues this time around. I think they get that fixed. So under 181 and a half for Aiden O'Connell. Najee Harris over under 54 and a half rushing yards.
Jaylen Warren could be healthy. I'd like to see him play. I think he will play. So I think there's a timeshare. I still think Najee gets the lion's share of the work. I'm going to go under, though, with more of a 50-50 split. I bet you the Steelers rush for about 110, and I think Jaylen Warren accounts for a lot of that. I'll go slightly under.
I totally agree with you. I don't think Najee gets the over of 54.5 rushing yards. He goes under. Justin Fields over under 38.5 rushing yards.
Oh, man.
I know.
If they were going to open it up on the ground for him, they would have done it last week, and they tried to. They started too early. It would make sense they'd do it this week because they believe in Russ. And so if he'd get hurt, you'd hand it over to the Super Bowl winner. I just don't think they're going to do it. And he'll have some scrambles in there. We see him run around more when they're trailing. I don't think they should be trailing by a lot in this game. I'm going to go about 30. Going to go about 30, so under.
Yep.
Slightly.
Yeah, I was around like 31, 32 yards rushing. He hits the under. Doesn't hit the over, but he does get some decent yards rushing. Okay, we both think that Jaylen Warren is going to play in this game. Over, under for Jaylen Warren, 21.5 rushing yards.
Yep, over. Do you see the way he looks in practice?
Yeah, he looks like he's in regular form.
He looks great. He looks a lot fresher than Najee does.
Yep.
A lot quicker than Najee does. Yeah, he's going over. I think he's going to have more rushing yards than Najee does in this game.
Yep, I agree. George Pickens, over, under 49.5 receiving yards.
Buddy. Buddy. I said Fields is going under the 174. I think a lot of that's Pickens. They'd be dumb not to try to get him the football, to try to satiate him, to try to get him on his best behavior. I think they target him early. I think they target him often. I think he goes over that mark, and he might soar past it.
We're on the same page today. He does go over 49.5 receiving yards. Patty Fry, over under 31.5 receiving yards.
He got a calf.
He's got two.
One of them's dinged up, apparently. He going to be fine. He going to play. God, the number's so low, but so is the output. Toughest one you've asked so far. Going under.
Going over. He's fine. He's feeling good.
Been a good teammate this week, too.
Yes, he has. He's always been really a pretty good teammate. Brock Bowers, over, under. 50.5 receiving yards.
Going over. Don't know what their plan's going to be.
Yep.
Do you love watching him?
Oh, my God. I love watching
him. He's a moose.
I love watching him. He's so athletic. He's just really good. Just a really good football player. He's going to crush that over. He's going to absolutely crush it. They're going to have no answers for him.
His last game, his second best of his career. 9 catches, 98 yards against the Ravens, the Baltimoreans, and then 8 for 97 last week against the Broncos and a tutty. He's warming up to it.
Jaylen Warren over under 12.5 receiving yards.
Yes. Over.
I agree. He goes over. Van Jefferson. Over under. 1.5 receptions.
I'm going under on the guy. I think Pickens is going to play like 99% of the snaps. and get a vast majority of the targets. I don't know what irritates Pickens more, not getting the ball thrown in his direction or Van Jefferson doing anything of significance. So I'm going under.
I'm going over. I think he had, what, three catches against the Cowboys?
And a drop.
And a drop? Yes, I think he has two catches in this game. Calvin Austin, the third. Over, under. 1.5 receptions.
His biggest moment of his NFL career until this season happened with Kenny last year in Las Vegas. What was the number?
1.5.
I'll go over. He'll get three.
Yeah. I think Fields will share the ball, but George will get the bulk of it and get it early. So I'm going to go over as well with Calvin Austin the third of 1.5 receptions. TJ Watt over, under 1.5 sacks.
They got issues on their line, but here's my concern. You just shift everything you do to take him away. And I know most teams do that anyhow, but there's no Highsmith. There's no Herbig. It's Isaiah Loudermilk. It's some guy named Ade, who I call Aid, which probably isn't nice because his name is Ade. He'll get home once. I don't think he's going to wreck the game, though.
I totally agree. One sack for TJ Watt. Max Crosby over, under 1.5 sacks.
Against Broderick Jones?
Yeah.
Against a quarterback that's taken 13 sacks? Over.
Yes. Wow, we're really in line. I think there's like one that we're off on.
Spider-Man meme.
Who will score a touchdown for the Steelers?
George Pickens. He gets off the schneid.
Who else? Outside of George, who scores a touchdown?
Najee gets off.
Okay. I'm going to go with Jaylen Warren. Jaylen Warren scores a touchdown on Sunday.
Welcome back.
Last one for you. Will we see Russ at all?
No. Because they're gonna control the game enough that it won't make sense to upset the apple cart there.
And I agree with you there. I think Justin Fields plays just well enough to keep Russ off his back, but not well enough to keep Russ off his back for next week.
I'm with you.
And we see Russell Wilson next week. There you go. Odds and ends. I was smelling at Melanie, sorry.
I figured. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, joins us next for Behind Enemy Lines, which is brought to you by Monster Brewing. All right, Behind Enemy Lines brought to you by Monster Brewing. We're going to look in on the Las Vegas Raiders. Also got some Steelers questions for our next guest, whom we love, Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Good morning to you, Baldy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. Good to be with you, man.
Oh, we really appreciate you coming on. All right, let's start with the Raiders before we go to the Steelers. We are going behind enemy lines, after all, Doran. And this Max Crosby cat, how do you block him? What do you do to slow him down, Baldy?
Well, he got two sacks last week. He's about 85%. He's got a high ankle sprain, but he still was able to get to Denver last week. They chipped him with the tight end. They slid to him. They hit him with as many different bodies as possible, and that's the best way to slow him down is to basically create a game plan where, because he moves all over the place, he'll play left side, he'll play right side, he'll even go inside at times. But, I mean, he's an all-effort guy. He likes to play every snap. He says, at least he's told me, that he's feeling a lot better than he did last week or the week when he missed his first game in the NFL. So he's an all-effort guy. I mean, he's their TJ Watt. He doesn't drop into coverage or do anything like that, but he is he's in constant pursuit of greatness every day.
Boy, from what you've seen of Justin Fields thus far, have you seen any characteristics of him potentially being the franchise quarterback for the Steelers, or do you think he's still the same guy that he was in Chicago?
Well, he's taking care of the football pretty well. I mean, that's always a good start for any quarterback in five games. I don't think he's as aggressive with the ball in getting the ball down the field to receivers as he can be, and as I've seen him at times in the past. But maybe, you know, he's playing on a team that's led by their defense, and the offensive line has been shuffled nonstop since the beginning of the season. So that never feels good about trusting the protection sometimes. But I think he can get better at getting the ball down the field to his receivers right now. I mean, Pickens is not having a bad season, but he hadn't found the end zone yet. And you would think that your number one receiver would find the end zone at some point. And so I would say that he's done enough from the standpoint of taking care of the football. I think he's a better runner, a much better runner than what he has shown. And so I don't know if what that is all about. I've seen him escape design runs, scrambles where nobody could touch him. And so I just haven't seen those kind of runs yet. In fact, he doesn't have an explosive run in first five games. And you could almost count in Chicago on seeing one of those every single week.
Brock Bowers, tell us about this guy. He seems to be a handful, Baldy.
Well, he is. I mean, he's their best player right now in offense by far. And so when you watch him, he's extremely smooth. He runs like a really good wide receiver. He's excellent after the catch. And they find a lot of ways to get the ball to him. Now, I think they're making a change at quarterback. I think Aiden O'Connell is going to be the starter. But, you know, he leads them in catches. He leads them in yards. He has the ability to break long runs or long throws or long catches and runs. I mean, he is what they thought he was coming out of Georgia. He is a playmaking tight end, and they put him. They literally line him up all over the place.
Baldy, as you said before, you know, the Steelers have shuffled their offensive line a few times at the start of this season. From your experience, what are some of the big challenges for rookie offensive linemen? I mean, the Steelers are starting two, McCormick at guard, as you know, and Zach Frazier at center. What are some of those early challenges that you have to face and get through as a young offensive lineman?
I haven't seen Frazier struggle. He doesn't look like a rookie. The guy's been fantastic. He's been the best lineman all year, not even close. McCormick is, look, he's from South Dakota State. It's a big jump. But, like, he's a tough kid that can move. He hadn't been bad. But, you know, you lose two starters, you know, that you're counting on, Fatano and Daniels, and Salmalo was out for three straight games. Like, it's just a big shuffling. Spencer Anderson's in there. It's not the line that they wanted, but it's the line that they've got to go with. And so, look, everything that Zach Frazier's done has been encouraging. Maybe a couple snaps you'd like to have back, but otherwise, I mean, there's nobody that he can't block and finish and just get underneath their skin. He's just a pebble in your shoe every play. I love the kid. McCormick, look, it's a big jump, but I don't know. He's not the reason why this offense isn't putting up big points right now. It's just the constant shuffle that they've had. You know, if they can get, you know, Broderick, you know, playing good, consistent football right now and just lock in for a couple games with the guys, I think that will help them for sure.
What would it mean for the Steelers if they got Jaylen Warren back this week?
Oh, man, that's big. I don't know, like, you know, this calf thing, you know, first of all, his calves look like our, like, thighs, all right? So, like, he does anything to a calf muscle. It's pretty severe. But he's an explosive player. He's an excellent, maybe as good a pass protector as there is in the entire NFL at the running back position. So you get that. The explosive plays, whether it's in the running game or whether it's screens or checkdowns, you know, he gives them a totally different element from that position. It's a big deal. He obviously has been banged up since training camp. He has not had the season that he wants to have to this point. But if he's healthy, he makes a big difference in that offense.
Baldy, who's the best team in the NFL right now, in your opinion?
Well, you got to say Kansas City, just because they can defend anybody. Nobody can block Chris Jones. Nobody really has an answer for Steve Spagnuolo's pressures. I don't know how Kareem Hunt could, you know, leave and go to other places around the league and come back and get 100 yards in the first start. I mean, you know, you saw Juju in Pittsburgh. I mean, he was like, that's the best game he's had since he left Pittsburgh. You know, and he comes back. You know, Mahomes, Andy Reid, the interior of their offensive line, they're as good as anybody in this business. But defensively, I think, you know, Minnesota's undefeated. I don't want to take anything away from them. And they're number one defense in football right now. Kansas City is probably number two. So I'd say Kansas City is, because no matter what challenges you give, Baltimore week one, whatever it is, Cincinnati week two with Joe Burrow, they find a way to win those games.
Does it matter if it's Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew? It's going to be O'Connell. I mean, is it immaterial? I mean, does one guy give them a better chance to win than the other, the Raiders?
They both look like backup quarterbacks to me. You know, I mean, you probably want them on your roster. They're smart kids. They find the open receiver, but do they make special plays? that quarterbacks have to make against, you know, great defenses or great individual. I don't think they make the great individual play, but they look like, you know, I don't think it, to answer your question, no, I don't think it makes a big difference.
What about Steelers, Russ Wilson v. Justin Fields?
Well, we haven't seen, you know, we haven't seen Russ play.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what he's going to be like. I don't count the preseason. We haven't seen him. You know, he look, in 15 starts last year in Denver, he threw 26 touchdown passes, all right, in 15 starts. I mean, Pittsburgh would love to have a quarterback throw 26 touchdown passes. They went to the playoffs with quarterbacks that threw 13 last year. So I got to see. I got to see what he looks like and see how he plays in his offense. And can he get the ball to Pickens? Can he get the ball down the field to wide receivers? Kyle Allen comes in one play last week and throws a 19-yard dart to Paul Freiermuth. Like, you know, and just get the ball out of your hands, see the defense, make the throw that's there. So I got to see Russell if he's better right now. But because none of us have seen him, we don't know what he's going to look like in this offense.
Brian, always love talking to you. Appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much.
Yep, my pleasure, guys. You bet. Enjoy
Thanks.
The weekend.
Take too. Care. You too. Brian Baldinger. Baldy, as he's affectionately known.
Mm-hmm.
He loves ball.
Do you know where he went to school?
No.
Duke.
Did you know that he thinks Pat Freiermuth's name is Paul?
Paul Freiermuth.
Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. And Behind Enemy Lines, always brought to you by Monster Brewing. They got great stuff there. Monster Brewing. Yeah, Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew, it don't matter. The stat he brings up, 26 touchdown passes for Russ. Last 2 years, prior to this one, Steelers threw 25 combined.
Wow.
Touchdown passes. We'll give you Sunday's game balls on a Friday coming up next. Social media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Crowley Guarantee of the Week. The Bills losers of two straight playing the Jets Monday Night Football. Bills are going to slaughter them. Slaughter them, Doran.
You think?
Slaughter them.
By how many?
35-14 final.
Okay.
And if this happens, you owe me a can of Zin. Exact score.
Exact score.
35-14.
And if it's not the exact score.
Premonition.
If it's not the exact score, you owe me a can of Zin.
No, no, no. No, it's too precise.
I bet you the Jets cover.
All right, let's do it that way.
Okay.
Can is in on the line.
All right.
I like it. Pitt or Cal? Pitt.
Yes.
Time zone thing, better football team thing, so all the above.
I heard that they're here now, or they're coming in today.
I heard the same thing.
So that's smart on their part, but from hearing Lee Sterling talk, and you know, they're 0-0, I guess West Coast teams are 0-0, whatever, of coming to the East Coast, this might be a trend. Yeah, the whole time zone thing is going to get to them. And I don't think they could keep up with the offense. They like to do different things on defense and sub in and out, and
yes,
they're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, so if you're a multiple kind of D, you can't. You're going to have to be vanilla every 8 seconds.
Yep.
You got to line up on time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can't do it. I think Pitt handles them. I think Pitt wins probably by 10.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yep.
All right, now for Sunday game balls on a Friday. A, do you think the Steelers win?
I do, but it's not convincing.
No, it's going to be messy.
Yep.
It's going to be ugly. Like, if you don't have to watch this game, I don't know that around the country people want to watch this game. I think the Steelers win. I think they eke one out. And I think the game ball goes to George Pickens.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that it means anything. Like, the next week, they could dial his snaps back, or the next week, the ball just might not find his way. The other team has coaches, too. And he might go right back to being in the tank. But I think they need to get him involved early to make sure he's fully invested in the game. We saw it last year from Indy to Cincinnati. Cincinnati game, 4 catches, 195. I don't think he's going off like that. But I do think he'll be the most productive offensive player.
I'm going to go with Isaiah Loudermilk. Big opportunity for him. And the more you can do, the better, the longer you'll stay in the league. And, you know, he's playing, you know, a different position, but he's obviously capable. I think that he'll show that he can handle it. And I think he gets a sack.
He's healthy, so he's full milk. If he was banged up, 2% milk.
Whole milk.
Mm-hmm.
He's whole.
You don't like milk.
I hate milk. I've never had a glass of milk in my life.
Why?
Because it's so gross.
Because it's from a cow's udder?
No, it just tastes gross.
Chocolate milk?
Yeah, I'll drink that.
Strawberry?
Sure.
Just not the regular vintage.
It makes me sick.
Turner's?
Whatever. Makes me sick.
I have a glass of milk every morning.
And they say milk makes your... They don't.
No.
They say milk makes your bones stronger. That's a myth.
That's not a myth.
I've never had a glass of milk in my life. Never broke a bone.
Yeah, you ever heard exception v. rule? If you were an old lady, they'd be like, listen, Miss Osteoporosis, get yourself a glass of whole milk.
Just take a vitamin.
That too. Is that what happened?
Yeah, is that what happened?
You caused your own lactose intolerance? Dude, oh. So you're telling me our guy over here overdosed on dairy. You OD'd on milk. Didn't know that was a thing. But you learn something new every day on the Fan Morning Show. Starkey up next. That was fun today, guys. We'll talk to you on Monday. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com today. High of 69.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us in 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.